Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together.
Hi, Sam. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh my God, I wasn't prepared. I didn't think about that. I am a mom of four and I write books. I run a school of writing called, it's called Smut University, which I assume is fine in this space.
Yeah, it is permanently fine.
Yeah, I run Smut University, write books and have kids. That's it.
That's a pretty full life. And so how do you manage all this? Just even the kids alone is just a full-time job.
Oh, even to get on this podcast and seated in chair without chaos, it was actually, you should have seen the hour before. If I fed all the kids burritos. I shoved three of them out of the house to take the dogs on a very long walk and said I didn't want to see them for a while. It was hard to get them out of the house. And there's one teenager locked her in a bedroom who's glaring at me a little bit.
You treated your three kids like we were in the 90s and you were told, please do not come back after sundown.
Yeah, I just did it. Yeah, I did it.
90s parenting style. Don't come until sundown. Yeah,
don't come home. Don't come home. Don't come home until the podcast is over. I didn't tell them how long the podcast was.
It's all good. We're going to ask you, have you seen those commercials? Like, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? You know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Somebody, you should check on me tonight.
I come from that era of parenting, you know, and it's totally fine. So,
yeah, I think there should be it's good to have some of that so your kids get some independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, you can go too far with that too, obvious.
You end up with therapy and then you heal that trauma and then you just like then caretake your parents and then you're like, oh, it's a different place. So, well, that's a job for me in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Let's talk about like your writing. Like, why did you start writing? Like, what was your, like, was it an escape from the chaos of the world or you were always a writer? What was on top story? And then, no.
I always was a reader and it never even crossed my mind that I could be a writer, like that was a job. It didn't even cross my mind. So I was good in school. So I was like kind of ambitious and I just figured I should do something like what smart kids do. My dad really, really wanted me to be a doctor. So I tried that for a while. I ended up going to law school and I didn't like it. And it wasn't a good fit for me.
Yeah.
It's like a consolation prize for my dad. I was like, well, I'm not going to be a doctor, but, you know, how about law school? Are you satisfied with that? Yeah. So I did that. But when I already had a baby by the time I was set to graduate. And when I was studying for the bar, I dropped my little girl off to have for some childcare. And I had just been under so much pressure from myself probably. And I dropped her off and I was supposed to go study for the bar and I went to Starbucks. And I like flipped through a couple pages of, you know, like the test prep guide or whatever. And these dudes next to me were having the dumbest conversation. And I stopped listening to it. And it was so funny and inspiring to me. I don't even remember what they were talking about. But I just put the test prep stuff away and I started writing and it turned into a book. And that was my first book.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I started it I think I just cracked up and wrote a book.
Yeah, and it probably was the easiest book in some ways because you do not know any better. You had no idea what the structure, you know, the deadline, you had no pressures of outside people or an audience and all these different things. It was just you know, this project that it would, but the closest thing is I'm starting for the bar.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like a pressure release valve. I was writing a book and it was, yeah. And then I was hooked. Yeah. I was like, oh, I can do this. This is okay. Like, I don't have to, I started, you know, I don't think when you're, it took me a while to like find my own agency.
Yeah.
And decide who I wanted to be. Unfortunately, I spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Before I figured that out. But, you know, that's my journey.
It's a journey. Everyone grows their own path and their own way of doing it. As we're talking about it, you know, I have a master's degree in a really different area. I spent 10 years in, you know, working with college students and all sorts of things. And yes, it's my favorite age group because they're adults, but their grades are not fully formed, 18 to 21. But I got to a point where I was like, nope, do not want to work with this anymore. And so I spent 5 years temping and then landed where I am now. And I just never know, like, even kind of like question me, like, life is not linear. I think what we're doing growing up is like, what are you going to be when you grow up? And you're going to have this like plan and everything's going to be. And I think what I realized since I'm the age of 40 is that we have multiple careers and multiple lives in the time. I guess you'll pursue different projects, you'll pursue different paths, a different purpose, and different objects in your life. And that just allows you to have a richer life. And as a writer, it gives you a better sense of information that you can share. It's much more grounded.
Yeah, I sometimes try to comfort myself with that sometimes too. I'm like, I've taken a lot of detours and my life is a little crazy right now, but if it was too sterile and careful, I might not have anything to say.
So you're writing rom-coms with a touch of mystery, like most buddy-driven rom-coms, and Urns and Smash and The Octoad, Fish Out of Water, we got the Aidens, we got Undercover, Russian Oligarchy, and Spell Company, all a really divorced mom who was like managing it all, like the thing of mom, and a husband who's just making her go back to work. Like, what was the source of the inspiration? Like, what gave you to this idea? Like, how do I combine all these different things into this story?
Well, I think as a, you know, as a mom who's trying to balance a lot of things every day, it kind of feels like I might as well be a spy.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've got so many different things going on. Like, I run my online classes from the waiting room at judo sometimes. Like, it's so much going on. So I relate to her pretty heavily in that way. But then I think there's an element of escapism. Like, sometimes you just, it's kind of like, you know, Sidney Bristow, like somebody just, like, discovers you, like there's like the CIA, your life is chaos. You got tons of kids. They all need something from you. Your ex-husband needs something from you. You're failing in multiple fronts. And you, the CIA knocks on the door and says they need you and want to give you an important job. It's just like,
and financial freedom and not,
yeah, and she get, and it comes with a paycheck. Exactly. It's just an escapist fantasy, really.
Yes. I'm like, well, what do you do? Yeah, like the CIA comes in, it's like, hey, you match the, you know, profile, I think you'll be a good undercover agent. And I'll be like, we match you, and we like, I don't know if I made that same term that she did. Just even though I have an idea, it's just like, Do I give myself away? I think I'm pretty much likely to give myself away. I'm good. I'm a good analyst, but I'm not a good undercover agent. You know what I mean?
It probably depends on, it's probably a personality thing, whether you like look before you leap or you just dive in.
Yeah. What would your terms be if the CIA would call and says, like, okay, we need you to be an executive assistant, which seems like an easy job, but it's not.
It probably really depends on the day for me. Like, yeah. Well, a couple different factors, like my credit card bill, like how bad it.
Yeah.
Writing is great. I love it in so many ways, but it is not a dependable income. The checks come sporadically. I mean, like, okay, so my credit card bill, like they might catch me on a weekday and, or just, it would definitely depend on if I felt overwhelmed that day and I was like, wanted to run out the door. I was like, I'll take on a different set of problems. My, leave these problems in the house.
And so it's sort of like your previous videos, you know who I am, which is an amnesia, wrong, wrong. We're trying to figure out, I got short term amnesia. I have to figure out who the fuck I am, you know? So,
yeah.
And we have an internet search and Uber and Instagram and Siri, like, you know, we got an internet trail that tells us, like, how to figure out who you are. What was your favorite kind of one random book? And what led you to, what readers should expect from that book once they finish Errands and Espionage?
What readers should expect? Well, like Errands and Espionage, it is a rom-com mystery mashup. So I think it's tonally about the same. Yeah. And it has a lot of humor. So I can't, everything I write ends up pretty goofy. I like things to be kind of wacky.
Yeah.
And fun and with a lot of humor. So you're going to get that from anything I write, and you're going to get the mystery and the rom-com. So you're going to get both. The Siri is a little bit different because it's, my heroine is in her 20s and she doesn't have kids, and she's a hot mess in a different way. She's a little bit less likable than Gabby to start with, because she has to go on. She's an influencer, kind of con artist when at the beginning of the book. And then she gets smacked in the head and has to piece her life together and decide whether she liked who she was in the beginning of the book and who she wants to be at the end, which is different than Gabby. So they both have big character arcs, but Mia's is from, she starts in a darker place, I would say.
Yeah, I would say I should read that back. I was like, well, actually, I was interested. I was like, wait, I need to read it because it happened like that. And anyone, like, it's such like a literary plot device, so like the character doesn't know who they are. And so we're discovering, Joseph Parker's discovering who they are. It's just like a fun for me. Like, okay, let's bring this one out. Or like, do we know more than the character? It's like, the author, like, is the author near us? They were liberal chicks got here. What's going to happen with this? And all the things of like trying to explain that was right then, like having the shock value of like, oh, I don't like myself this way, or I did not know that I was in love with somebody else, or this. Wow. Yeah.
And I think it's interesting to consider that in today's society too, because who am I is such a, you have different, like who you present yourself to be online, who you are at home, who you are at work. Like, there's so many different versions of you, and who are, like, deciding who you are at your core is important, and you have to be able to hang on to that. And I don't think she had that at the beginning of the book.
Yeah. So how do you probably need to answer these books? Do you, like, because there's the romance arc that's happening, but then there's the mystery component now. You're going to have to bought in and create silence, breaks through, but the reward, keep going, read her at the same time as the piece, and not too early in the movie with that. And it's put some process for you, right? Like, they a lot of, like, first off, is shitty, and then a lot of revisions, or are they just going to, we're going to try to, like, put a, like, a bridge to cry?
I've done it both ways. And I've also written books that aren't published.
Yes.
I think I learned from, like, I actually wrote an amnesia book before Siri, and I was like, it was kind of more of a strictly rom-com, less mystery. And then it just wasn't hitting for me. And at the end I was like, oh, you know what a better idea would be? And then that's where I got the idea for Siri. And Siri kind of was pretty easy for me to plot in some ways, because there's some kind of wacky detours where she investigates, you know, some interesting leads that aren't probably, you know, like logical to, you know, if you're thinking about them, like, just, you know, like if you're just starting from scratch. But for me, it was like, it was very determined by her character arc and where she, so that was, I guess, like, you just have to start with character and what the character is going to do. So it's plot, it's very plotty, but it's, I at least try to do, like, start with character arc and figure out what the character needs to do to get where I want to take them.
Yeah. What are you reading? What kind of books do you tend to read?
Oh, I'm all over the place. I love all kinds of books. I started out as a kid, like, pretty heavily, you know, in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't like there wasn't YA like there is today. So I read all the classics and then everything on my mom's shelf or my grandma's shelf, which was just Smutty Romance and like Clan of the Cape Fear.
Yeah. Smutty Romance of the 80s and 90s was like, it was different. It was different.
Oh, yeah. It would not pass. As today, it was all extremely problematic, and I've like learned some very bad ideas about romance. My entire idea of romance relationships was formed by like Kathleen Woodwiss, which is rough for me.
Yeah, it's a lot of red flags, a lot of toxic, and very non-consensual.
Oh yeah, Whitney, I love getting smacked in the butt. I should like have like a. I spent so much time with Judith McNaught rereading this book. Should like, she probably pays for my therapy.
We should
send Judith McNaught a bill.
There, yeah, we can send her a bill. Send the publisher though, or you know,
absolutely,
or whatever, you know. So, do you have how many books are running? Are those nice to pick out like their theory and Aaron's ass there?
What my favorite book that I've read recently is everybody's read this book already, but Vera Wang's Unsolicited Guide Advice for Murderers by Jesse Q. Spanto. Oh my God. I was transported by that book. I did all my laundry in a big fat hurry. It was so much fun. I really recommend that book. Alicia Thompson, I recently discovered her. You know, she is wonderful. I think, what is her first book called? Love in the Time of Serial Killers. Is that what it's called? Love that. And I just read The Art of Catching Feelings, which I never would have picked up because it has baseball on the cover. And I'm like, oh, sports ball, not for me. But it's such a cute book and I love it. And she has just a great sense of humor and the characters are so well developed and the chemistry is great. That one doesn't have mystery, but it's really a great book.
Let's see.
Oh, Mia Manansala, all of her books, Adobo, all of those. Oh my God, love them. Those are so, yeah, that's a good comp for the Aaronson Espionage series, as well as the Finlay Donovan
yes.
series by El Casamash. Those are great. Absolutely. If you like the Finlay Donovan series, you'll probably enjoy Gabby.
I think the other one that I would say that's similar to Gabby is every time I go on vacation, somebody dies, which is an author who's gone bookstore, but she's trying to kill off her ex-husband because he's earning royalties from very long-running series. So she's trying to kill him off, but literally kill him off from both the book and the staff. And
I have read it.
And it's so wacky.
Oh my, that is going to the top of my TBR. That's brilliant. That is the, oh my God, I'm like, I know that's a great book because I'm jealous of the premise. I'm like, I wish I had thought of that. That's brilliant.
Yeah. And so there's a stalker, like at the bookstore planned by the publisher with some of her favorite people. And so she actually has a stalker like fan, and the fan actually is part of the group. Like the stalker. So it has like all this combination of this wacky doodle and then this like awkward, and like somebody dies. So she's like trying to figure out who dies, but she's trying to kill off this other guy.
Oh my God, I absolutely love that. Okay. Every time I go on vacation, somebody dies. Okay, done. I'm going to read it.
So those are like a good like mashup of books that are like, you know, a little mystery, a little romance, a little bit of everything. It's just kind of like wacky and funny and just great.
Yeah. I just love mystery and I love romance so much. So I feel like books should have both for me.
I love it, but yeah, like there's many restorative technique thanks to books like yours and Philly that are like, it's actually bringing this genre, like this niche of right happening. And I'm like, yes, I'm here for it because I like bloody driven books. I like books that are like, there's something happening to the character. And so it's not just the character development. And you get to a point where I'm like, I'm moving away from to reading my mystery because I'm like, I'm okay with the romance, but sometimes I just need a little bit more book.
I know. I want the romance and I want a dead body.
So, yes.
Oh, like, give me both.
I need to do the gore. I don't need to know. Absolutely. Like, you can kill them how you want to kill them, you know. But absolutely. I want to have this, like, idea of, like, something else. Like, you know, did the husband did it? Or am I going to be with the husband?
You know? Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. So, Sam, tell us where you find online.
Find me online. Oh yeah, my website, which I I like my book is coming out in 3 weeks. And I just went online yesterday and I hadn't looked at my website in probably a year. And I realized the book isn't even on it.
Okay. So
you can find me with very outdated information on my website. I texted my friend who helped me with the web design yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, Joe, can you help me? So hopefully it'll be updated soon. I'm on Instagram and TikTok. TikTok sporadically. My publisher was like, get on TikTok, Sam. So I did. So I'm on there like once a week when I like work up the courage to like be on camera and like put on some mascara or whatever. So TikTok and Instagram and I'm at The Real Sam Cheetah on both, at The Real Sam Cheetah, because there is another Sam Cheetah who is a football coach in Florida who took, you know, Sam Cheetah. I'm the real one. The football coach, though, I just saw got engaged yesterday because I followed him. Congratulations to the other Sam Cheetah on your recent date.
On the engagement. We will see better pictures and all the fun things. So. Awesome. Thank you, Sam, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.